denied. It was just smaller, and that half acre was just the side that they broke over and denied. So
that's all I have in this.
I know that I want to get you guys out and leave and let you go. But Septic deal has always been an issue for me, and I don't know exactly how you fit into that.
Are we talking
nightly rental? Yeah.
Nightly rental, when I did it for septic, each occupant was 60 gallons a day. So, you know, a bedroom home is 120 gallons. So a 3-bedroom home can occupy 8 people. So it is actually, if they build a new one, the Environmental Services Department, I understand, looks at that as a 4-bedroom because of the number of occupants. I don't know that we have recourse if someone comes through with a 3-bedroom home, force them to upgrade their system to a 4-bedroom home, because they really have a working system until it fails. We have struggled making them conform to the new rules. And then there's the deal where that actually would set vacant over half the year compared to full-time use of a home.
Septic systems are, when they fail, they fail.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always been my issue, although we're at. If you create a big home, they'll pile 20, 25 people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it wasn't designed for that. It failed without question. It failed. So that not a reason to not permit something to be a nice
rental
if it can't handle it?
If,
or you limit the amount of people that can do that?
Correct. You limit it to match the septic system. Yeah, I always try to pull past septic permits. When they do a septic evaluation, it's usually just the tank size. You can't evaluate the lateral field. We can see what the lateral field is if I have a past septic permit. Again, I think we'd lean on Environmental Services Department to get a recommendation on whether this would handle 10 occupants or 6 occupants. In any new homes, he's going to have it match the nightly rental use. We'll have to talk to him about that. That's a good question. Chris, you got anything on the dates or anything? We've got all the locations. Did we list the locations?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean the actual location. I see him. Got it. Perfect.
I'm good with all of it. March 22nd. That opening trout day or something. It's called Link Fork Crappie.
So we'll have to post this because we're going to have a forum, so we'll be putting a drink in the ground. We'll have to post it again, but that'll be 24 hours before the day. So between now and the 8th, I'll try to be all around. To the next stage.
All right. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.